Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is 2 Samuel 24:15-25. 2 Samuel 24:15-25. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel that morning, and it lasted for 3 days. A total of 70,000 people died throughout the nation, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south. But as the angel was preparing to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord relented and said to the death angel, "Stop, that is enough." At that moment, the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. When David saw the angel, he said to the Lord, "I am the one who has sinned and done wrong, but these people are as innocent as sheep. What have they done? Let your anger fall against me and my family." That day God came to David and said to him, "Go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." So David went up to do what the Lord had commanded him. When Araunah saw the king and his men coming toward him, he came and bowed before the king with his face to the ground. "Why have you come, my lord the king?" Araunah asked. David replied, "I have come to buy your threshing floor and to build an altar to the Lord there, so that he will stop the plague." "Take it, my lord the king, and use it as you wish," Araunah said to David. "Here are oxen for the burnt offering, and you can use the threshing boards and ox yokes for wood to build a fire on the altar. I will give it all to you, your majesty, and may the Lord your God accept your sacrifice." But the king replied to Araunah, "No, I insist on buying it, for I will not present burnt offerings to the Lord my God that have cost me nothing." So David paid him 50 pieces of silver for the threshing floor and the oxen. David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the Lord answered his prayer for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped. My theme for reflection is the cost of disobedience and true sacrifice. The cost of disobedience and true sacrifice. In 2 Samuel 24:15-25, we learn about the severe consequences of King David's disobedience to God through his decision to conduct a census which went against God's will. This act of pride led to a devastating plague, resulting in significant loss of life. David's census contradicted God's promise to Abraham about the innumerable descendants, reflecting David's misplaced trust in human strength. After realizing his sin, David sought forgiveness, and God in his mercy gave David a choice of punishments, leading David to choose a 3-day plague. During the plague, David pleaded for mercy. Taking full responsibility and asking for the punishment to fall on him instead of the people, God stopped the destruction, directing David to build an altar at Araunah's threshing floor. David insisted on paying for the site and the sacrifices, demonstrating the principle that true sacrifice must come at a personal cost. This story emphasizes the importance of obedience, humility, and the value of genuine sacrifice in our relationship with God. My dear friends, this story reminds us of the consequences of disobedience and the importance of trusting in God's promises rather than our abilities. It challenges us to reflect on where we might be relying on our own strength rather than God's provision. Additionally, David's insistence on offering a costly sacrifice prompts us to consider the nature of our own sacrifices to God. Are we giving to God out of our abundance, or are we truly offering something that costs us, demonstrating our reverence and commitment to Him? There are two questions for reflection. In what areas of your life might you be relying more on your own strength and resources rather than trusting in God's promises? Number two, what does true sacrificial giving look like for you? And how can you ensure that your offerings to God are meaningful and significant? Heavenly Father, we come before you acknowledging our tendencies to rely on our own strength and wisdom. Forgive us for the times we have trusted in our own abilities rather than your promises. Help us to learn from David's mistakes and to place our complete trust in you. Teach us the value of true sacrifice and guide us to offer gifts that reflect our deep gratitude and reverence for you. May our lives be a testimony of faith and obedience, and may our actions bring glory to your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore.